Okay, are we ready to begin?
好，我们即将开始分享今天的信息。
Okay, and you had some notes sent to you earlier this week.
And not to everybody.
Not to everybody, yeah. But there's some in English, a comparison chart of Genesis and Revelation.
裴牧师有另外一份讲义，就是《创世纪》跟《启示录》对照的，
mm-hmm.
英文的。好，我们会发给会看英文的弟兄姐妹。
Yeah, and these two books need to be studied together so you can understand your place in time and history.
那么《创世纪》跟《启示录》需要一同研读，来明白我们在时间跟永恒当中的位置。
Right, Genesis reveals the beginning of everything in time.
为《创世纪》把启示万物起源的时间好启示给我们。
And Revelation reveals the end of everything and the beginning of eternity.
启示录启示万物的终结还有永恒的开始。
Right, and both God and Jesus are called the beginning and the end.
在圣经里面，耶稣与上帝都被称作是他们是起初的跟末后的。
Yeah, and you have some scriptures where they're called the beginning and the end, or the Alpha and the Omega.
所以圣经上有些经文说他们是阿拉法、厄梅加，他们是起初的，是末后的。
Okay, so we're going to start this study. We're going to do a series on the book of Genesis.
那我会开始从创世纪讲一系列的信息。
And a very important book is the foundation of our faith.
那创世纪是非常重要的一本书，它是我们信仰的根基。
Okay, so let's go to the Lord in prayer.
好，让我们先到主面前来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for actually giving us a book that we can study.
天父，我们要感谢你赐给我们一本可以去研读的书。
And you not only reveal the beginning to us, you also reveal the end of everything in your book.
你在这本书中不但启示了一切的起源，而且将它的末了也告诉了我们。
You allow us to prepare for eternity.
你也让我们为了永恒来预备。
So we pray, Father, that you would give us faith as we study this.
是我们求主在研读创世纪的时候，你把信心赐给我们。
Help us believe what you've written in your word.
帮助我们你在话语当中所写下的一切事情。
So we can experience the full depth of relationship with you you want us to have.
好，让我们能够经历你要我们所经历的与你那个深厚的关系。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
So the greatest truths in these two books reveal God's person, works, and His purpose for us.
那在《创世纪》跟《启示录》这两本很伟大的圣经的书卷当中呢，它启示出上帝的位格、作为以及对我们的目的。
So we learn a lot about God's person, His creator, almighty, infinite, good, and wise.
我们从这些里面看到上帝的位格，好像他是造物主，他是全能的、无限的、良善的跟智慧的。
Right, we learn a lot about His works.
我们也学到很多关于上帝的作为。
He creates and makes everything, including us, good.
他创造万物，包括我们好，而成为美好。
Yeah, so later you can look up that Ecclesiastes 7:29 and see. What happened to man?
你可以看看《传道书》七章二十九节，看人类发生了什么。
Okay, and so God made everything good.
神创造万物为美好。
Okay, now we also learn God's purposes.
我们也学到上帝的目的。
He blesses us with life, relationships, and a vocation.
他用生命、用一个关系，还有他的呼召来祝福我们。
See, there's a difference between a vocation and a job.
在一个工作还有您在职业上的呼召之间是有差别的。
A vocation is a calling to something by God.
这个呼召是神呼召你出来从事某一个特别的使命。
Right, and your job can be your vocation.
我们的工作可以是我们的呼召。
But it has a lot more meaning to you when you understand it as a vocation for God.
但是假如你从呼召的角度来看你的工作的话，就更具意义。
Okay. And Genesis and Revelation give the world the only complete account of the problem of evil.
那创世纪跟启示录给予世人唯一完整的有关罪恶的问题的记录。
Okay. We're told the origin of evil, its history, and its complete eternal elimination.
这两卷书把罪的起源、罪的历史，以及它将完全、永远的被清除，告诉我们。
Can only learn this from the Bible.
我们只有从圣经才可以学到这一点。
Now, why has Genesis impacted people and the world so profoundly?
那么为什么创世纪这么深厚地影响了人类跟世界呢？
Okay. Well, because the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend.
因为耶和华与摩西面对面说话，好像人跟朋友说话一样。
Okay. This is unique in the history of religion and religious writings.
那这一点在宗教史跟宗教著作中是相当独特的。
Okay. Moses wrote every word of the five books of the law under God's direction.
摩西在上帝的指导下写下五本律法书的每一个字。
It's just exactly what God wanted us to have.
就是上帝要我们知道的。
Okay. So we might ask, why is it God's greatest revelation to mankind?
所以不要问为什么创世纪是上帝对人类最伟大的启示呢？
The answer is because it's written by Moses, who had this unique relationship with God.
答案就是因为他是由上帝与上帝具有独特关系的摩西所写下的。
Okay. God said, "Hear now my words."
上帝说好，你们且听我的话。
If there be a prophet among you, I, the Lord, will make myself known unto him in a vision.
你们中间若有先知，我耶和华必在异象中向他显现。
Or will speak to him in a dream.
或在梦中与他说话。
But my servant Moses is not so.
但是我的仆人摩西却不是这样。
With Moses I will speak mouth to mouth, and the similitude of the Lord shall he behold.
我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且他必见我的形象。
So Moses didn't have to guess what God was saying. They were face to face when God talked to him.
所以摩西不需要猜测上帝对他说了什么，因为他跟神讲话是面对面。
Though he couldn't see God's full glory, he did see a similitude of the Lord.
虽然他不能亲眼见到神完满的荣耀，但是他好能够看见上帝的形象。
So why then are you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
上帝继续说好，你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？
Right, this is a question God's asking of people who were rebelling against Moses.
这是上帝对那些背叛摩西的人所讲的话。
Yeah, they say, has God just spoken through Moses? He can speak through us too.
他们说好，上帝只对摩西说话吗？上帝也可以对我说话呀。
But God has a special relation with Moses, and he asks, why aren't you afraid to speak against him?
但是上帝跟摩西有一个特殊的关系，所以上帝说，你们毁谤他，为什么不害怕呢？
So I think it's scary to think of the end of liberal scholars who attack Moses.
所以那些自由派学者攻击摩西的结局啊，真是可怕。
Okay. There arose not a prophet since in Israel like unto Moses, whom the Lord knew face to face.
所以申命记说，以后以色列中再没有兴起先知像摩西的，他是耶和华面对面所认识的。
God emphasizes his relationship with Moses over and over.
上帝一再的强调他跟摩西的关系。
This fact gives unique authority to the five books of Moses, which he wrote down over 40 years.
那么这个事实就给予摩西五经他独特的权威。这些书是摩西在40年期间写下的。
And of course, the God who gave it will also preserve it.
那当然，赐予他的上帝，他同时也保存了他。
And you have a lot of scriptures you can look up later.
那这边有很多的经文可以证明这一点。
That God spoke to Moses face to face is confirmed.
那么上帝跟摩西面对面说话就被证实了。
By God to Joshua.
是上帝在对约书亚说话的时候证实了。
It's confirmed in the book of Judges.
然后在士师记。被证实。
First and Second Kings,
王上跟王下这两卷书。
Second Chronicles,
历代之下。
Ezra,
以斯拉记。
Nehemiah,
尼希米记。
Daniel,
但以理书。
And Malachi,
还有马拉基书。
Okay. And Genesis is quoted 35 times in the New Testament.
新约引用创世纪有35次。
But it's referred to hundreds of times.
但他提及创世纪100多次。
Genesis is a unique revelation from God through Moses.
所以创世纪是上帝借着摩西给我们非常独特的启示。
Okay, and it's also confirmed by our Lord Jesus Christ himself.
那我们主耶稣基督自己也证实了摩西五经。
Okay, now you have to remember Jesus is our omniscient God manifest in human flesh.
我们要记得哈，耶稣是全知的上帝在肉身显现。
Okay. He knows everything, and he confirmed Moses' special relationship with God.
好，他无所不知，他也证实了摩西跟上帝特殊的关系。
Okay, it's impossible for Jesus to lie or be deceived.
所以耶稣不可能说谎，也不可能被欺骗。
And we'll learn in future studies, Jesus confirmed the reality of Adam and Eve, of Abel, of the flood of Noah.
那我们之后的讲道中，我会再一次谈到，耶稣也证实了亚当、夏娃，还有亚伯，还有挪亚那个时候的洪水这些事情。
And of course, Jesus knows everything.
当然，耶稣无所不知。
So don't let liberal, unbelieving, quote, Christian scholars undermine your faith in God's word.
所以不要让不信的自由派所谓的基督徒学者动摇你对上帝话语的信心。
There's a lot of books out there attacking the book of Genesis and attacking Moses.
当然外面有很多书好攻击创世纪也攻击摩西。
Most attacks against the books of Moses trace back to liberal scholars in Germany in the 1800s.
那多数对摩西五经的攻击可以追溯到十八世纪的德国自由派。
Okay, it was called higher criticism, casting doubt on what God said.
那这些攻击被称作高等批判，他们投掷出对上帝话语的怀疑。
See, these people are good at picking a good name. Higher criticism is if it's better than just reading the Bible.
他们挑了一个很好的名称，叫做高等批判，好像读他们的书比读圣经还来得有好处。
Okay, but it's some important questions to ask about these people.
但是我们可以问这些人一些问题。
Did God speak to those liberal scholars face to face like he did to Moses?
那上帝是不是与那些自由派学者面对面说话，像他跟摩西一样呢？
Were those liberal scholars omniscient like our Lord Jesus Christ?
那那些自由派学者像我们主耶稣一样无所不知吗？
And the answer is, of course not.
那当然不是。
These liberal scholars are deceived and damned for rejecting God's truth.
这些自由派的学者他们也被蒙骗，而且因为拒绝上帝的真理，他们受到咒诅。
Now, if you study the source of these attacks against Moses,
假如你可以追溯到这些攻击摩西的源头，
you find that at this time in the colleges in Germany,
你会发现这个时候在德国的大学里面，
the only way to really get a promotion or to get attention or a raise in your pay,
唯一得到升级或是得到薪水加薪的这个机会呢，
you had to come up with something totally new.
就是你必须发明一些完全新的东西。
And that's why they start attacking the book of Genesis and the book of Moses and every other book in the Bible.
所以在那个时候，他们就开始攻击《创世纪》、攻击摩西，还有攻击圣经里面的每一卷书。
They had ulterior motives.
他们有一些额外的这个动机。
So let's look now at Genesis 1:1.
好，那我们现在开始就看《创世纪》第一章第一节。
And we find the law of first mention.
这里有一个所谓的首次提及定律。
This is an important rule in Bible study.
那这个呢，在研究圣经当中是一个非常重要的定律。
The first time a word is used in the Bible, it's very important.
当一个字第一次在圣经当中被用到的时候呢，它是非常重要的。
Because God will teach a lot about how He's going to use that word through the rest of Scripture.
因为上帝会告诉我们这个字在之后的圣经里面使用的方式是什么。
So in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
好，创世纪一章一节，起初上帝创造天地。
And the word for God is Elohim.
在这里 ，God 上帝使用的希伯来文是 Elohim.
Now remember, God's telling Moses which word to use.
神告诉摩西怎么用什么字来描写他。
Okay. And Elohim is a plural noun.
Elohim 在希伯来文里面它是一个复数词。
So there's a hint of the Trinity in there that we'll look at other times.
所以在这里他就暗示到上帝是一个三位一体的神。
But it's used of God over 2,500 times.
然后在旧约里面呢，这个词就出现了2,570 次。
Okay. So Elohim is forever associated with God's eternal power and Godhead as the creator of all things.
所以 Elohim 这个词呢，就永远与他这个神是他的永能跟神性。他是万物的创造者连接在一起。
Okay. Now, if you can believe the first verse of the Bible, then
假如你能够相信圣经的第一节经文，那么
there's no reason not to believe everything else in the Bible.
就没有理由不相信圣经里其他的一切。
Okay. Nothing's impossible for him.
在神没有不可能的事情。
Right, if he can create the heavens and the earth with just his word,
假如他可以凭他的话语就创造了天和地。
Nothing's impossible for him.
对他来说没有什么不可能。
He's going to create the new heavens and the new earth the way he created the first heavens and earth.
他会创造新天新地，就像他创造第一次的天地。
He created the entire universe. He spoke and it was done.
他创造了整个的宇宙，只要他开口就成就。
Then in the first chapter, he prepares the earth for human life.
然后在创世第第一章，他把地球预备好，让人类可以生存。
And of course, mankind is the whole goal of everything God is creating.
当然，人类是上帝创造的最终目标。
You are specially, fearfully, and wonderfully made.
我们的受造真是奇妙又可畏。
And you were created to seek God.
而且上帝创造我们要去寻求他。
Genesis 1:1 separates the one true God from all the false gods in the world.
创世纪第一章第一节就将唯一的真神跟世界上所有的假神分开。
Being eternal, God has no beginning and no end.
那永恒的上帝没有起初也没有终了。
And he needs no cause for his own existence.
他自己的存在不需要任何因。
Right?God is the ultimate reality.
他也是最终的实际。
That's why one of his names is he's the great I am.
这就是为什么他的名字之一就是伟大的我是。
Right, he's self-existent, no beginning, no end.
他是自我存在的，不需要起初，也没有终了。
Everything else has a beginning and thus an end.
其他的万事都有起初，也有终了。
Okay.Every false god has a beginning and thus an end.
那每个假神也都有他的起初，所以也都有终了。
I bought several books about the gods of China.
我买了几本有关中国神明的起源的书。
This one was very interesting.
这一本相当的有意思。
They said the Jade Emperor is the highest ruler in heaven.
这本书说啊，玉皇大帝是天上最高的统治者。
But he was created by men later than other gods.
但是他是叫其他偶像更晚被人造出来。
His statue doesn't even appear in China until the Tang Dynasty.
他的雕像在中国呢，在唐朝才开始出现。
See, you can trace every god in China to its origin.
我们可以把中国所有的神明追溯出它的起初是什么时候。
Because China was very good at writing down their history.
因为中国记录历史是记录得非常好。
The only one in China that had no beginning is Shangdi.
唯一在中国没有开端的神就是上帝。
Okay. Now we have a proof of the inspiration of the Bible.
那在这里我们也看到哈，圣经是神所默示的一个证据。
See, Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians.
圣经告诉我们哈，摩西在埃及受了一切埃及最好的教育。
Yet none of the folly of Egypt's wisdom is found in the scriptures that Moses wrote.
但是埃及教育里面的愚昧呢，没有一个出现在摩西写的经书当中。
Now, the interesting thing is, in Egypt, there's no unity in how the earth.Came to be.
因为在埃及哈，地球是怎么来的呢？他们没有一个合一的说法。
Yeah, some parts of Egypt they believed in the cosmic egg.
那在埃及的某些地方呢，他们相信是有一个宇宙的蛋。
Okay, but even with the cosmic egg, you have something that's already existing before it.
那即使宇宙是一个蛋，好，但是。蛋产生的，但是在这个蛋之前呢，它们有另外的存在。
And then you have a sexualized creation story.
然后他们的这个创造的故事呢，也被性化。
Right, the woman becomes heaven, all the stars.
一个女的呢，就变成天，还有所有的星星。
And the man becomes the earth.
好，男人呢就变成地。
Okay. But Moses writes in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth.
好，那这是埃及的想法，但是摩西在创世纪说，起初上帝创造天地。
And judgment is pretty serious in Egypt.
那在埃及呢，这个审判是相当严肃的。
Your heart's going to be cut out and weighed against a feather.
那你的心哈会被挖出来，然后跟一个羽毛来称一称。
And if your heart doesn't weigh the exact same amount on the balance,
那假如在天这个秤上呢，你的心跟羽毛的重量不一样的话，
that crocodile-faced God's going to eat it up.
那么那个有这个鳄鱼这个神的脸呢，会把你的心给吃掉。
And that's it. You're done for all eternity.
那么他把你的心吃掉呢，你就一切完蛋了。
Not much hope.
没有任何的盼望。
Okay. But Genesis 1:1 is an incredible supernatural scientific revelation before there was such a thing as science.
创世纪一章一节我们看到哈，在科学还没有出现之前呢，就有令人难以置信超自然的科学启示。
Right, we have time in the beginning.
好比我们有时间，就是在起初。
We have space. God created the heaven.
有空间哈，上帝创造天。
Now in the Hebrew, it's plural heavens. There's three heavens we learn on the Bible.
那在希伯来里面它是诸天哈。那我们从圣经知道我们有三层天。
Okay, there's matter and the earth.
好，有物质和地。
There's power and energy and the spirit of God.
好，有能力，有能源，就是神的灵。
And there's motion moved upon the face of the waters.
好，有运作哈，神的灵运行在海面水面上。
So everything you need for creation scientifically is revealed in Genesis 1:1.
所以任何创造需要的科学的指数呢，在创世纪一章一节，第一章已经启示出来了。
How did Moses get that right?
那摩西怎么知道这些正确的事情呢？
Well, we told you God told Moses what to write. God knew how he created everything.
是因为上帝告诉了摩西，上帝知道他自己是怎么创造的。
Moses wasn't guessing.
所以摩西不是猜测。
He was writing what God told him to write.
他写下上帝要他写下的。
Okay, in Genesis 1:1, God exposes and refutes six major false beliefs of mankind.
那在创世纪第一章第一节当中呢，我们就看到上帝揭发而且驳斥人类的六大谎言。
And he does all this in Hebrew. It's a verse of seven words.
那这一切在希伯来文的六个字当中就显出来。
First thing he refutes is atheism.
他所驳斥的第一个就是无神论。
Okay, in the beginning, God.
起初上帝。
Okay, so there is a God who reveals himself to mankind.
所以有一位上帝将自己启示给人类。
And he speaks and he writes a book for mankind.
他对人类说话，而且为人类写下一本书。
Okay, this exposes and refutes atheism.
那这个就揭发而且驳斥无神论。
Right, so Marx, Lenin, Mao, they were all wrong.
就马克思、列宁、毛泽东都错了。
And their false faith resulted in the deaths of over 100 million people.
他们错误的信仰就导致千万人的死亡。
Not to speak of how many souls lost salvation because they refused to believe in God.
更别提有多少人的灵魂失丧了，因为他们拒绝相信有神。
Genesis 1:1, God exposes and refutes polytheism.
那我们也看到在创世纪一章一节中，上帝揭发而且驳斥多神论。
Okay, in the beginning, God. And there's only one creator God.
好，创世纪一章节说起初上帝只有一位创造的上帝。
Okay. This exposes and refutes polytheism.
这一点就揭发了而且驳斥多神论。
So the Babylonian, Greek, Roman, Buddhist, and Hindu gods.
所谓的巴比伦、希腊、罗马、佛教、印度教的众神。
Okay. None of them were omnipotent. Eternal, nor did they create the universe out of nothing.
他们当中没有一个是无所不能的、永恒的，而且从虚无造出了宇宙。
Okay. And Mormonism is a polytheistic religion today.
事实上，摩门教也是一个多神论的信仰。
They try to present themselves as a branch of Christianity, but they are polytheistic.
他们把自己呈现好像是基督教，但是事实上，他们是一个多神论的信仰。
Okay. Genesis 1:1, God exposes and refutes evolution.
创世纪一章一节当中，上帝揭发而且驳斥第三个就是进化论。
And we'll look at this and clarify this more in future studies.
在以后的研读当中，我会跟大家说明这一点。
But God created the heavens and the earth.
上帝创造了天地。
And our omniscient Lord Jesus verified this in Mark 13.
而我们无所不知的耶稣呢，在马可福音章十三章十九节证实了这句话。
Okay. This exposes and refutes evolution.
这点揭发而且驳斥进化论。
And that's the Darwinian, Neo-Darwinian, and all the other schools of theoretical evolution.
所以达尔文主义、新达尔文主义以及所有理论进化论的派别。
And a lot of people don't realize. The schools of evolution, they're not united. There's so many different schools and they conflict with each other.
很多人不明白就是在进化论里面有很多不同的学派，而他们这些学派之间有的时候是彼此冲突的。
And there's a difference between true science and theories of evolution.
那在真正的科学还有理论的进化论之间呢，也有很大的差别。
We have nothing against science.
我们对科学没有任何的这个反对。
Okay. Now the evidence for a creator is so strong, many scientists who love the truth turn to God.
那造物主存在的证据是这么的强大，许多钟爱真理的科学家呢，都转向了上帝。
Okay, here's one famous scientist.
这边有一个例子，就是一个非常有名的科学家。
Who was led to God by the truth he discovered in science.
他在科学里面找到了真理，就引导他来到上帝面前。
He wrote, it was science that drove me to the conclusion that the world is much more complicated than can be explained by science.
他说好，科学驱使我做了一个结论，就是世界的复杂性是超过科学所能解释的。
It is only through the supernatural that I can understand the mystery of existence.
只有经过超自然，他才明白存在的奥秘。
And that's Alan Sandage, who is a famous astronomer.
那这个 Alan Sandage, 他是一个非常有名的天文学家。
Okay. And there's a book, Science versus Religion, What Scientists Really Think.
那另外一本书叫做科学对着信仰，就是科学家们真的相信什么。
Based on 4 years of research.
根据他四年的研究。
And she had this conclusion.
他有这样的一个结论。
After 4 years of research, one thing became clear.
他说经过四年的研究呢，一件事情就显明出来。
Much of what we believe about the faith lives of elite scientists is wrong.
我们对精英科学家的信仰生活的见解多半是错误的。
In other words, they were expecting there wouldn't be many true Christians or believers or spiritual people in the field of science.
换句话说呢，一般人说在科学领域里面，他们会找到很少很少的基督徒啊，或是相信有上帝的人。
But facts turn out to be quite different.
但是事实确实非常的不一样。
But there's a lot of fake news out there that tries to tell you there's no scientist would believe in God.
那有很多的假新闻说哈，没有任何的科学家会相信上帝。
That's simply not true.
但那个是错的。
Okay, but many of these scientists cannot speak publicly about their faith for fear of losing their job or reputation.
或者许多人因为害怕失去工作或名誉，不能公开讲说他们的信仰。
Now, there's a CD that was made about this, interviewing many well-known scientists.
有一个录像带呢，就讲到这个人哈，这个叫 Ben 的人，他去访问了很多科学家。
And I got several copies of this DVD. If anybody wants to look at it or borrow it, we'll deliver it to your house.
假如你想看的话呢，我们可以送你一本哈，送到你家去，
very,
送你一片。
Very powerful.
好，非常有意思。
The vicious attacks against any scientist who disagrees with evolution is well documented.
那任何不同意进化论的科学家呢，他们受到恶毒的攻击都有记录可证。
Okay, here's three books written pretty recently that document so many.
这里有三本最近写的书哈，他们记录了很多不同意进化论的科学家受到恶毒的攻击。
Okay. And there's another book out called 100 Years of Nobel Prizes.
那另外有本书叫做《一百年来的诺贝尔奖》。
This one, they studied every Nobel Prize given out between 1901 and the year 2000.
那这本书讨论了在1901到2000年之间所有的诺贝尔奖怎么颁发的。
Okay, over 60% of the winners identified Christianity in its various forms as their religious preference.
超过60%的受奖者认基督教为他们信仰的选择。
Okay.Christians won 78% of all Nobel Peace Prizes.
所有诺贝尔和平奖的获奖者，基督徒占了78.3%。
Okay, 72% in chemistry were Christians.
那72.5%的人在化学里面是基督徒。
65% in physics.
在物理学里面呢，有65.3%的受奖者获奖者是基督徒。
And 62% in medicine.
在医学里面62%的人是基督徒获奖。
These are what we call the hard sciences.
这才是真正的扎实的科学。
And very often what you learn in these hard empirical sciences will lead you to God.
那这些扎实的科学里面呢，你的研究会带领你到神的面前。
Okay. Genesis 1:1, God exposes and refutes philosophy.
那在创世纪第一章第一节中 上帝揭发并播次第四个就是哲学。
Okay, in the beginning, God.
好，起初上帝。
Right, there is a beginning.
就是有一个起初。
Everything that begins eventually ends.
凡是有起初的呢，它至终会结束。
God alone is eternal in himself.
只有上帝自己是永恒的。
But this exposes and refutes Greek philosophy and evolutionists before 1920.
那这一点就揭发了，而且驳斥1920年前的希腊哲学和进化论者。
See, science believed the universe was eternal till 1920s.
在1920年之前呢，科学界都相信宇宙是永恒的。
See, you have no problem believing in evolution if you believe the universe is eternal.
假如你相信宇宙是永恒的，那么你相信进化论应该就没有问题。
But once you find out the universe had a beginning, that's a huge problem for the theory of evolution.
但是一旦发现宇宙有一个开端，那么对进化论者来说呢，这是一个很大的问题。
Okay. And in Genesis 1:1, God exposes and refutes materialism.
好，然后在创世纪一章一节当中呢，上帝揭发解剖是第五个，就是唯物论。
Okay. God created the heavens and the earth.
上帝创造天和地。
So in other words, there's another world that exists outside our three-dimensional space-time domain.
换句话说呢，有一个另外的世界存在我们三维方的空间时间之外。
And that world interacts with our world.
那个世界与我们的世界在互动。
You've got God, you've got angels, good and bad angels, and Satan.
我们有上帝，有天使，好的跟坏的，还有撒旦。
This refutes materialism.
所以它驳斥唯物论。
And that believes that the physical material world is the only reality.
唯物论的信仰是说物质世界是唯一真实的存在。
And this is secular humanism, atheists, and most evolutionists.
那这是世俗的人文主义、无神论者，还有多数进化论者所相信的。
Okay. And, They also believe there's no God and no life after death.
他们相信哈，没有上帝存在，而且人死亡之后呢，就消失了。
Life is very depressing and hopeless if you're a materialist.
假如你是一个唯物论者的话，那么生命对你来说是相当黑暗的，无望的。
Okay, and then in Genesis 1:1, God exposes and refutes pantheism.
然后在创世纪第一章第一节里面呢，上帝揭发而且驳斥第六个泛神论。
Okay.God created the heavens and the earth.
是上帝创造了天地。
So as creator, God exists independently of his creation.
那上帝为造物主呢，他独立于受造物之外。
Right? God is not part of nature.
所以上帝不属于自然的一部分。
Most ancient religions worship nature as a god in some way.
好，多数古老的信仰呢，在某些方面崇拜自然为神。
And that's what pantheism is. You worship nature as a god.
这就是泛神论哈，创造自然界里面的东西为神。
I remember in Taiwan, and this is common there.
我记得在台湾哈，这是非常的普遍的现象。
There was this beautiful tree.
我看到一棵非常美丽的树。
And people had built like a little place of worship around the tree.
那有人呢，就在这棵树的四周建了一个小庙。
And when I spoke to the person that had done this.
我跟那个造这个庙的人谈话的时候
，They told us this tree is so beautiful, there has to be a god that lives in it.
他说：“哎呀，这个树这么漂亮，它里面一定有一个神住在里面。”
Okay, well, that's a pretty small god if it can live and fits inside of a tree.
那假如一个神可以住在一个树里面的话，那这个神一定是很小。
But God refutes pantheism.
但是上帝驳斥泛神论。
He created that tree. It's not a god.
他创造了那棵树，那个树本身不是神。
Our God is the one true God that created everything.
我们信的神是唯一的神，他创造了万物。
Now, Star Wars movies teach pantheism Hollywood style.
星际大战这个电影哈，就是用好莱坞的风格教导泛神论。
Maybe you don't realize it, but a lot of movies the last 20 years are teaching pantheism or New Age religions in some form.
或许你还没有意识到哈，但是在过去二十年，很多电影都教导泛神论，还有新世纪的理论。
Okay. And Genesis 1:1 changed mankind in monumental ways.
我们也看到创世纪第一章第一节巨大的改变了人类。
Just one verse of seven words.
就这一节七个字。
By revealing himself, the creator of the universe brought transcendent meaning and hope to our life.
那宇宙的创造者启示自己，为我们的生命带来超越的意义跟希望。
In other words, this world is not all there is. There's a world beyond it.
换句话说，我们看到的世界不是全部，在这个世界之外，另外有存在。
The physical realm is not the only reality.
他说启示物质的境界不是唯一的实际。
Yeah, you and me, we have a spirit and we have a soul.
好，你跟我都有一个灵，也有魂。
We're a lot more than just a physical body.
我们不只是单单的物质的肉身的存在。
And if there is a God, there is life after death.
那假如有上帝，那么死后一定有生命。
The whole Bible is like a warning to tell us prepare for it.
那圣经，整本圣经就好像一个警告，要我们为将来预备。
Okay. And the Bible's revelation of only one creator had a profound moral impact on the world.
那圣经启示只有一位造物主，对世人具有深厚的道德影响。
And Jewish historians have documented this.
那犹太的历史家们呢，也记录了这一点。
Okay. But the Old Testament brought universal morality into the world and made human moral progress possible.
好，旧约带给世人普世性的道德，使人类道德的进步成为可能。
Okay. See, it means good and evil are not an individual or society's opinion, but objectively real.
它就是说哈，它意味着善跟恶不是个人的或社会的意见，而是一个客观的实际。
See, there's an absolute moral standard.
这个意思就是说，有绝对的道德标准存在。
And God is that standard.
而上帝就是那个标准。
You and I don't get to decide what's right and wrong.
你跟我不是决定善恶对错的人。
Only the creator of everything and our creator can tell us what's right and wrong.
只有创造万物的上帝，我们的造物主，能够告诉我们善恶跟对错。
Okay, and for the first time in history, the creator and act of creation are completely desexualized.
那在历史上第一次呢，造物主以及他造物的行为完全去除了性化。
Okay. The gods of Greece, Rome, and most other nations were immoral, deceptive, and unpredictable.
在希腊、罗马以及其他多数国家的女神哈，都不道德、欺骗人，而且不可预测。
Okay. They had sex with human beings and other gods.
他们与人类还有其他神明行淫。
Okay. And it's important to realize we become like what we worship.
那我们要明白一点，就是我们会变成我们所崇拜的对象。
And it was the Old Testament's teaching on sexuality that enabled civilization to develop.
就是旧约对于性关系的教导，使文化跟文明能够发展。
And we'll touch on this in future studies.
我们在以后会更多跟大家解说。
Why does anything exist?
为什么有东西存在呢？
Right? Why is there something rather than nothing?
为什么有东西而不是虚无呢？
Okay. Science and atheism have no answer to this question.
那科学跟无神论对这个问题呢没有答案。
Right? And they can never answer it.
他们也没有办法回答。
Okay, because all they can deal with is the material world.
因为他们所能够处理的就是物质的世界。
Science can only study the material world and it can't explain why it's here, who created it, or what its purpose is.
那科学只能研究物质的世界，好，它没有办法解释为什么事情会存在，谁创造了这些，而且它的存在的目的是什么。
Okay, so we'll give you a little illustration of how only the creator of something can explain why he created it.
那我们会给大家一个例子来说明，只有创造出事物的造物主能够解释为何他创造了它。
Okay, let's say you got an Aunt Matilda who bakes a cake.
好像这个马太太好，她烤了一个蛋糕。
It's a unique cake. You've never seen anything like it before.
她这个蛋糕非常独特，从来没有人看过她烤的这个蛋糕。
And then we take it to a science lab to be analyzed by a group of the world's top scientists.
所以我们就把它放到一个科学实验室，由全世界最顶尖的科学家来检查这个蛋糕。
So each expert explains it according to their area of expertise.
那每一位专家呢，就根据他的专业领域来解释这个蛋糕，来分析。
So we got biochemists that might discover there's some eggs in it.
所以我们这个生物化学家呢，就来解释这个蛋糕。他说：“哦，这个蛋糕里面有一些蛋。”
And we have chemists on this team.
化学家也在这个团队上。
And they're able to discover there's some salt and sugar in this cake.
他说：“哦，这个蛋里面有一些糖，有一些盐。”
Okay, and They might discover an awful lot about that cake using science.
所以他们可以用科学来发掘这个蛋糕里面所有的这个物质。
But there's a good chance, like the secret recipe for Coca-Cola, they can't discover everything.
但是很可能就是他们好像做可口可乐的秘方哈，没有办法发现所有的事情。
You know, they keep that recipe under lock in a very secure place.
好，可口可乐做可口可乐的秘方呢，他们是锁起来在一个保险箱里面。
Yeah, but not one of those scientists can tell us who made the cake or why it was made.
但是没有任何一个科学家可以告诉我们谁烤了这个蛋糕，为什么烤这个蛋糕。
Only Aunt Matilda could tell us the purposes.
只有这个马太太啊，可以告诉我们她为什么烤这个蛋糕。
Maybe she made it for the birthday of one of her children or grandchildren.
或是为她的孩子或是孙儿女烤了一个生日蛋糕。
Maybe she made it for a church potluck.
或是她是为教会的聚餐烤了一个蛋糕。
See, you don't know why you're here in this world unless you know the Creator.
好，所以我们不知道自己为什么会活在这个世界上，除非我们认识造我们的这个造物主。
A Creator remains the only rational explanation for creation.
一位造物主仍然是万物被造的唯一理性的解释。
There's only two other alternatives.
只有其他两个选择。
Either you believe in a Creator.
你如果不是相信有一位造物主
then you have to believe creation always existed.
那么你就只能选择说造物一直存在
or you have to believe creation created itself from nothing.
或是相信这个造物这个自然呢是从虚无当中创造了自己
Both of these alternatives have been scientifically disproved.
那这两个选择呢现在科学呢都已经使它没有办法站住脚
Plato popularized the idea that the universe is eternal.
柏拉图他两极化了宇宙的永恒性这个论点。
And that was the model for 2,300 years.
这个模式持续了之后的2,300年。
Okay, and even Carl Sagan in 1980.
甚至1980年，卡尔·萨根他都说。
He said the cosmos is all that is or ever was or ever will be.
他说宇宙就是存在的全部，它过去是，将来也是。
But by 1980, he should have known better.
但是在1980年，他应该知道的更多。
He was giving us fake news.
好，他给我们假消息。
Okay, and this is not science.
那这就不是科学。
This is a philosophical assumption.
它是哲学的假设。
It's unproved and unprovable.
它没有被证实，也没有办法被证实。
It's what is known as a static universe theory.
人们称这为静态的宇宙论。
But in the Journey to the Stars, Robert Jastrow, who's not a Christian,
在1989年呢 ，Robert Jastrow 他写了一本书叫做《星际旅行》。那这个人不是一个基督徒。
Okay, and he said most remarkable of all.
他说最奇特的是
，Astronomers have found proof that the universe sprang into existence abruptly.
他说啊，天文学家已经找到宇宙突然存在的证据，就是忽然之间有创造的。
In a sudden moment of creation, as the Bible said it did.
忽然之间创造产生了，正如圣经所言。
See, the facts of science were leading back to God.
所以科学的事实带领科学家归回到神面前。
Albert Einstein's general theory of relativity actually was the beginning of the end of the eternal universe.
那爱因斯坦发明的相对论，他这个相对论的发明就结束了永恒的宇宙的观点。
And the timeline for discovering creation's beginning is pretty short.
那科学发现创造有开端的这个时间线啊。
Sir Arthur Eddington and Friedman figured Einstein's equations demanded a beginning.
那 Sir Arthur Eddington 还有 Friedman 他们两个人就计算出好爱因斯坦的方程式呢需要宇宙有个开端
So then a famous man Edwin Hubble he documented the expanding universe
然后一个非常有名的叫做 Edwin Hubble 他记录下这个宇宙呢还在不断的扩张
He actually did that from here in California
他是在加州发表了这个声明、
okay.And then in 1965, Robert Wilson and Penzias discovered the background radiation that confirmed the beginning.
然后1965年哈 ，Robert Wilson 和 Arnold Penzias 他们发现背景辐射，所以证实宇宙确实有一个开端。
Now this is 1965.
那是1965年。
So Sagan should have known. He knew.
所以卡尔萨根应该看到1980年讲那句话的时候，他应该知道哈，已经科学证明宇宙是有开端的。
But he still gives us that fake news.
但他还是给我们假新闻。
And the second alternative, it's also been disproven.
那第二个选择就是，这样造物从虚无创造了自己，那这个也被证实是错的。
Is that creation created itself from nothing?
好，造物没有办法从虚无创造自己。
It's unbelievable how many quote scientists can believe this.
好，就是很奇妙的，就是为什么这么多科学家还如此相信。
Matthews, Robert Matthews says it's now becoming clear that everything can and probably did come from nothing.
一个科学家叫 Robert Matthews， 他说现在清楚可见，他说万物可以而且还极可能是从虚无当中产生出来的。
But everybody knows one thing for sure.
但是我们每个人都知道一件事情。
Nothing comes from nothing. Nothing ever could.
好，虚无只能生虚无，无中。无法生有。
That is a proven fact of science.
这是科学所证实的一件事。
Okay. But you still have these atheists writing books like a universe from nothing.
但是很多这个科学家呢，进化论者还是说哈，就是从虚无当中宇宙产生。
Yeah, they make their god time and chance. Give me enough time and chance, and we can get a universe from nothing.
他们的神是谁呢？就是时间加上偶然。他说，只要给我足够的时间加上偶然呢。就不用上帝了。
So it seems peer pressure causes people to abandon reason and common sense.
最好是同侪的压力造成人们抛弃了理性跟一般见识。
So you can make money selling books like this, even though you know it's silly.
那出版这样的书你可以卖钱了。虽然你知道这讲起来是愚昧的。
And the Bible teaches us what happens here.
那圣经告诉我们这一句话。
You can be super smart and still be a fool.
我们可以超级聪明。但是却仍然是个愚昧人。
There's a big difference between knowledge and wisdom.
好，在知识跟智慧之间是有差别。
Okay, in the book Why Science Does Not Disprove God,
有一本书叫做《为何科学不否决上帝》。
He tells us specifically a universe out of nothing in the sense of Lawrence M. Krauss.
他说，从无有中产生宇宙，在 Lawrence Krauss 这个人看来呢？
Is still a figment of the imagination and has no basis in any objective reality.
仍然是想象力幻想出来的，没有任何客观实际的根据。
Okay, so at least there are other people that are exposing this silliness.
那至少有些人现在揭发了这些的愚昧。
Okay. Here's one of the most famous scientists of our age.
我们这个时代一个最有名的科学家就是 Hawking。
And he says, because there is a law such as gravity, the universe can and will create itself from nothing.
他说哈，因为有所谓的地心吸引力这个定律呢，所以宇宙能够，而且将来还是会从无有当中创造出自己。
But look at how silly that is.
但是这句话是多么的蠢呢？
That's not nothing.
好，那不是无有，不是虚无。
He's starting with the law of gravity.
他是从地心吸引力开始。
Where'd the law of gravity come from?
那地心吸引力这个律是从哪来的呢？
Well, God created it when He created the heavens and the earth.
就是当上帝创造天地的时候，他创造了地心吸引力。
Hawking has been exposed too. You can't start with the law of gravity. You have to start with nothing.
好，所以假如说万物可以从无有当中产生的话呢，你就不能从地心吸引力来开始。
So once you reject God,
所以一旦人拒绝了神，
professing themselves to be wise, they become fools.
他们就自以为聪明，反成了愚拙。
So the fallacy of the question who created God?
所以假如有人问谁创造了上帝呢？
He had no beginning, so he doesn't need or have a cause.
那这个问题本身就是有误的哈，因为上帝没有开端，所以他不需要第一个因。
Only everything that has a beginning must have a cause.
因为只有有开端的东西才必须有其效因。
The universe has a beginning.
宇宙有个开端。
Therefore, the universe has a cause.
所以宇宙有一个因。
Okay. Both faith and apostasy begins with Genesis.
所以信心与背道两者都起源于创世纪。
Okay. Through faith, we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God.
希伯来书11:3说，我们因着信就知道诸世界是借着神的话造成的。
So the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear.
这样所看见的并不是从显然之物造出来的。
So God makes it very clear, science will never be able to figure out where this universe came from.
所以神的话告诉我们，科学没有办法算出或是想出来到底这个万物是从哪来的。
Unless you believe in the creator of Genesis 1:1.
除非你相信创世纪一章一节的那个造物主。
Since God is eternal,
所以我们来讲结论哈，既然上帝是永恒的，
He is forever the one safe refuge for His time-driven children.
他永远是受时间驱策的儿女的安全避难所。
For us, time is running out.
那对我们来说呢，时间快用完了。
That's why I like using these hourglasses.
这就是为什么我喜欢用沙漏。
Helps us face reality.
它让我们面对实际。
Time for us eventually runs out.
那对我们来说，时间最终会用完。
But when we get used to a watch that we wear on our hand or a clock on the wall,
当我们习惯用手表或是看钟的时候。
We get this false idea, time will just keep going and going and going and going and never runs out.
我们就以误以为哈，时间会一直持续下去，不断的在走。
But for us, time is running out.
但是事实上，对我们来说，时间快用完了。
Unless you have eternal life in Christ.
除非我们在基督里面有永生。
Then time never runs out.
那时间就不会用尽。
Okay. So we've learned a lot of important lessons from these seven words in Genesis 1:1.
所以我们从创世纪一章一节七个字当中学到了许多功课。
We live in a world that was created.
我们活在一个被造的世界中。
It has a beginning and has an end.
它有一个开始，也将会有一个结束。
We have a beginning and we have an end.
我们也有一个开始，也将有一个结束。
Unless we have a salvation experience with our God in Jesus Christ.
除非我们在神所赐的耶稣基督里面有一个得救的经验。
Then that only changes how we live.
那个就改变我们生活的状态。
It fills our life with purpose and hope.
也使我们的人生充满了目标，充满了希望。
And this God that wrote Genesis 1:1.
那这位写下创世纪一章一节的上帝。
Wrote the whole Bible is a love letter to us.
将全本圣经写下来，做一本爱的信给我们。
And the more you study it, the more you learn about yourself and your purpose in this world.
我们越研究它，我们就越明白自己，也越明白自己在世上生活的目的。
And the more you realize there's more to life than just this world.
而且我们会明白，人生不单单只有今世，还有来生。
And you'll start looking forward to the new heaven and the new earth.
而且你会开始期盼新天新地。
Where there's no more suffering.
在那里不再有苦难。
No more tears.
也不再有眼泪。
And no more death.
也不再有死亡。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的话语。
Thank you for giving us assurance.
谢谢你把确据赐给我们。
By telling us that you spoke to Moses face to face.
告诉我们你跟摩西是面对面的说话。
He didn't get these ideas from his own mind.
他这些想法不是来自自己。
He didn't get them from a dream.
也不是来自梦境。
He didn't get them from a fable or a myth.
也不是来自一个预言或是一个神话。
But you told them exactly how you wanted us to understand you created the heaven and the earth.
而是你亲口告诉他你要我们如何明白你是怎么创造天地的。
And now we can use true science to understand more.
而现在我们可以用真正的科学去更多的明了。
But true science will never cause us to give up our faith in you.
但是真正的科学绝对不会让我们放弃对你的信仰。
Strengthen our faith in your word.
求主借着你的话语来坚固我们的信心。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.